On the line with me now is John Moraz, and John is one of the hardworking volunteers involved with the Vegreville Pessinka Festival. He has many roles in addition, so we'll find out a little bit about all of those things. So welcome, John.
Yeah, Jakiu. Thank you very much.
Now, first of all, we connected because you're involved with the Pessinka Festival and you're working on a compilation CD, a souvenir CD that's going to be a fundraiser for the festival.
Yeah, that's correct. It's a project I'm very excited about, and we're just finishing it up and doing the final edits on it, but very, very excited about this project.
Now, you are involved probably because you're a musician yourself.
Yeah, indeed, I am. I've had the pleasure when I was a little bit younger, when I was just a kid, I played with a band from Edmonton called Trubka for well over 10 years, and most recently I have a band called The Kai.
Yes, I know this, and our listeners know this, because I play a lot of your music. And Trubka was a fantastic band. It was kind of like, in a way, like a Dumka.
Yeah, we took a lot of influences from a lot of different bands. We took influences from bands such as Dumka and a little bit of Kahoot and a little bit of, you know, Sylvay. I mean, I think when it comes to music, you take a lot of influences from other Ukrainian bands, and then you try to forge your own path a little bit as well in your own kind of style. And so I think as you sort of see kind of bands progress, they take influences not only from Ukrainian music but from other genres as well. So we had a lot of fun over the past 20 years.
Indeed. And I mean, Trubka was a great group. I have your CD, Pochatka, Beginnings. Mm-hmm. And then I noticed that the group disbanded, as so many do, but didn't disband necessarily, but just, you know, went off in another direction. And there were all these offshoots from all these great bands like Trubka, like Dumka, like, you know, so many others. And then you get these offshoots. And then you formed Kalabai.
Yeah, indeed. We with Trubka, we released a second CD called Zahid. And we released that, I think it was in 1998, if I'm not mistaken. You know, we had a lot of fun. I think, you know, we played for about another, you know, 5-6 years after that. And I think just with, as with a lot of things, different members in the bands, you know, they start taking on different roles. I think people have to remember, you know, this is a hobby for us. It's not unlike, you know, maybe playing hockey on, you know, on a weeknight, or curling, or whatever someone does with their leisure time. So, so myself and Clint Morjic, we had played with Trubka, and then we decided, you know what, we wanted to kind of do our own thing and try to go a little different route. And from that became Kalabai. And you know, we released a couple of CDs, and it's been great so far.
You know, I really fell in love with Kalamika Casualties when I first got it. It is so upbeat, so energetic, but yet you still have a way, like so many other modern groups, have a way of keeping that intrinsically traditional Ukrainian feel, not even so much a sound because it's always evolving, but it has that spirit. And you teamed up with one of the gals from Voloshke, from Saskatoon.
With Christina Sokirka, yeah.
Right, yeah. And what a great sound. I mean, every single tune on that album is just awesome, and it's gotten play on Nosh Holos over the years because it's just so fun, so upbeat. And you did promise me you're going to send me your second CD, so listeners can look forward to that.
Of course. Yeah, it's entitled Hopaks and Banyaks.
That is such a great title for the Ukrainian impaired. Hopak, of course, is that liveliest Ukrainian dance that is so recognizable and identifiably Ukrainian. And banyak, tell us what a banyak is, Ivan.
Well, a banyak is a pot.
Yes, it's a pot.
I don't know what, you know, it rhymed well, and we thought it was funny when our bass player Marty had come up with it. So you know, we wanted to have something kind of catchy, and you know, when we had Kalamika Casualties, Clint had come up with that. And you know, and that just revolved from the fact that, as you can imagine, over the hundreds of Kalamikas that we've been a part of, at times we've seen some casualties as well. And so we, you know, we wanted to kind of carry forward with, you know, and have something catchy and something that I think people kind of would remember and seem to fit.
Yeah. Well, Hopox and Bunyax is great because it has a double meaning too. It's kind of like an you idiot, right? You
that's right. Correct. Exactly. And I think probably that's where we when we were laughing about it, it was probably more to the connotation of perhaps our fathers calling us a bunyak when we were younger and doing something that we shouldn't have been doing.
Yeah. Like kukuriku or durak or something
that's
like that.
That's right.
Yes. So,
exactly.
So all in good fun, of course. So the compilation CD is going to have some Kalabai tunes, and it's going to have tunes from other groups as well.
Yeah, indeed. I'm so thrilled and honored that we were able to put this together. This is actually the second type of compilation CD that the Pesenka Festival has put forward. Back in, I believe, was for the 25th anniversary of the Pesenka Festival, which, if I'm not mistaken, would have been in 1998. The festival had done a project called Best of Zabava and had various bands contributing to this project. But with this one, I had gone to the festival president and I said, listen, I have this idea and I think we should do a compilation CD and try to get some artists that have performed at the grandstand stage over the past 40 years. Since the festival's inception.
Mm.
So first and foremost, the first band to ever play the Pesenka Festival and one of the two most influential Ukrainian bands in North America. We have Lyushnichok.
Yes.
We have Dumka. We have Buria. We have Millennia. We have Voloshke. We have Trupka. We have Dnai. Tadambita, Prairie Pride. Some bands from the east, Nove Pokolenia. A group from Ukraine called Dadmokhrai, and they're going to be performing at the festival this year.
Wow.
We have Kristina Sokirka's sister, Teresa Sokirka. We have Solovey. We have UB. We had mentioned we have Kalabai. We have Maria from Saskatoon. And of course, we have Tuti Tam. So there are 17 different artists on this compilation CD. So it is, I'm not exaggerating when I say we are at the brink of 60 minutes, the most that we can fit onto a CD. We had to do some maneuvering over the course of the past couple of days, just trying to make sure that we could make everything fit. And we even talked about doing a double CD because we had such an overwhelming response. So,
wow.
I think it's very cool. We've had a lot of great positive feedback just from, some of the things that we've been posting on some social media sites, and I think it's going to be a pretty remarkable project when we're all done.
I can't wait to hear it myself. When is it going to be available for purchase? Do you have a launch date?
Yeah, indeed. Well, naturally, it's going to be available at the Pesenka Festival in a couple of weeks. So that's it's the 5th to the 5th to the 8th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's also going to be available at local bookstores now. It seems that there's less and less bookstores or, the brick-and-mortar stores around. But but we are going to make it available through the PesenkaFestival.com website. It will also be available, I'm assuming, at some other online retailers. And we're talking about probably putting it up on iTunes as well. I think we're going to try to have as many outlets as possible.
Excellent. Now, do you have a price on it?
Right now, I think, I don't want to paint myself into a corner, but I think we've sort of said it's going to be probably $20. So $20 for 17 songs from, you can't beat it. So.
Absolutely. And so this is going to be a fundraiser, you said, for the festival.
Indeed. And it's the proceeds from the sale of the CD are all going toward the Pesenka Festival. It's all the artists that have, in essence, donated their tracks and made the tracks available to us. Not only, it's kind of a twofold. The musicians have benefited from the festival over the years of having a place to showcase their music in front of audiences. And at the same time, the Pesenka Festival is a benefactor of all these great talents. And so it's a wonderful relationship. And we're calling the CD Sorok, 40, and in essence, celebrating the 40 years of the music that has been part of the festival.
Excellent. Very fitting name and easy to pronounce for non-Ukrainians or non-Ukrainian speakers who nonetheless love the music. And so they'll, are you launching it then at the Pesenka Festival?
It is. It will be launched at the Pesenka Festival. I think if it comes in a little earlier, it may be available at a couple of local bookstores in Vegreville and maybe in Edmonton. But I think overall the official CD, you know, release will be at the Pesenka Festival.
Okay. And will this be done in a ceremony, like during a grandstand performance?
We certainly are going to plug it and mention it at every grandstand. You know, one of the things that we are doing at the grandstand on the Saturday evening and at the evening Zabava is myself and I'm being joined on stage. We're actually being part of the local Edmonton band Trembita, which is headed by Slavko Nohas.
Mm-hmm.
We put together a 12-piece band. And so this 12-piece band will have a couple of accordions, a couple of guitar players. So we have an accordion player from Trembita and one from UB. We have Mark Klopuschak from Tutti Tam on drums, myself on guitar, and then we're going to have five horns. So basically, we're going to be doing a 12-piece band, and at the grandstand show, we're going to pay tribute to some of the bands that have performed at the festival. So that's a little bit of a kickoff, I guess, of what you know what's going to be in store. So we have a couple of surprises. And then at the evening Zabava, we are sharing the Zabava stage with Millennia, so it'll be a double header at the Zabavas with us and Millennia. But again, you know, 12-piece band, it doesn't happen, you know, very often, so it's kind of a once in a lifetime type of thing of what we want to kind of put together and really honor the musicians that have been performing at the festival.
No kidding, it doesn't happen often. And that is such a great idea. Actually, we had Slavko Nohas. He came on the show, and we talked with him. And we also talked with Jarrett from UB. So and of course, we play their music. So I can imagine you guys all getting together, 12-piece band.
Yeah, you know, we're really happy. It's if you kind of think it's almost four generations of band. Oh. You know, we're all really roughly the same age, but Slavko has been, you know, part of Trembita for well over 20 years, and, you know, and then you have myself, and then, you know, had UB that kind of came along shortly thereafter, and then most recently, you know, Tutti Tam, you know, so we've kind of had this great little cross-section of music and different influences, and so we're really exciting to sort of see, you know, how it kind of comes out, how it turns out.
Oh yeah, it's a grand experiment. It's great. I mean, Ukrainian big band. Who knew?
That's right. Exactly. And that's what you know. And that's what it's called. It's called the Trembita Big Band. And I think for you know any of your listeners, if you have already planned to perhaps attend the festival, it's been getting a lot of great buzz about it. And I think people are excited about the event, and not to mention the fact of all the other great artists that are going to be performing at the festival this year.
Yeah, it sounds just absolutely fantastic. It sounds like such a great time. And you guys are the largest Ukrainian festival in Western Canada, west of Manitoba.
Mm.
So, you know, and of course it's closest to BC, obviously. So, so it's great. It's a beautiful drive. So this is just great. I am looking so forward to this CD, Ivana, and also the Hopaks and Banyaks, and sharing that with Naj Holos listeners. And anybody who's interested in the CD who can't, unfortunately, make it to the Pesenka Festival, well, you said we'll be able to get it on iTunes, possibly Amazon, certainly through the Pesenka Festival website, and also you'll send me a link for the Naj Holos website as well.
Yes, of course, absolutely. We're certainly going to make sure that it's widely available. We certainly encourage everyone to purchase a copy. It's like I said, you have in essence trying to, you know, you have 40 years of music wrapped up into, you know, into one CD, which is, you know, always a challenge. And I think we have a great cross section. And my vision for the project was simply that you know, whether you were to put it in on a drive, or whether you're hopping on a plane, or whether you're going to play it, you know, while you're barbecuing,
mm-hmm.
it's 60 minutes of the term I use is full throttle music. It's foot stomping. It's kind of what, you know, what I always thought, you know, the music should be about passion. And I'm very excited about the CD, and I certainly would have, you know, sell as many copies as possible.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, it's for a great cause, for the Pissinka Festival, to keep it going. And also, just, it is a great gift for, you know, to give to Ukrainian music lovers, or, you know, for yourself, anybody who loves Ukrainian music. Those are all just fantastic bands, and it's so nice to have that historical thread as well. So very, very good work. Thanks so much for doing it. Thanks for producing the music that you do yourself, and for all of your networking and this wonderful production. So thank you so much for talking to us, and have a great time. Good luck with the record sales, and have a great time at the festival.
Well, Jack, thank you for giving us the time, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Okay, thank you so much, Donnie.